like to call together the quarry monitoring committee meeting. January 31st, the time is 6 o'clock. Mr. Vito, will you take the roll?
Alderman Wilhelm?
Here.
Member Shore? Member Knipple?
Here.
Alderman Barber?
Here.
Member Ruffin?
Here.
And we have a quorum?
Yes.
And so we'll stand and do the pledge. First item is the approval of the minutes for the meeting of January 9th, 2019. Are there any additions, corrections, comments?
So move to approve the minutes of January 9th.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, the minutes are approved. Our next item is citizen comment period. An open citizen comment period. Please step up to the microphone, state your name and address for the record. Jill, could you check your mic on the back to see if that switch is on? I think you did that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you just need to be a little closer to it.
All right.
Also, I just saw some people in the hallway.
Oh. Okay. I've submitted a summary of answers to questions and comments from River Heights residents regarding the quarry blasting and operations. I submitted those to the chair, and that should become part of the...
We all did receive a copy, so I'm going to acknowledge it on the record that we did get the summary of answer questions to the questions that were requested by the River Heights residents.
Right, and many of those have been addressed. I just wanted to draw attention to a few things that we have yet to receive information, clarification, things that city staff would need to address. Residents are still trying to determine what could be acceptable blast limits given the close proximity of the quarry to our residences. And clear answers about making any amendments to PDDs 23 and 24, especially since the quarry no longer reports blasting data to the fire department, which is specified in the PDDs as necessary. If that's able to be fudged, then that sets the precedent for doing other things outside of the PDDs. So we want to bring attention to that. Also reviewing the quarry monitoring member appointment process, just so that we have folks on the committee who represent residents experiencing the blasts. And finally, one thing we're concerned about too is establishing once and for all through the PDDs and what the boundaries truly are for excavation in regard to Drexel Avenue 51st, Rawson, and the west boundary. I think that's all I have for now. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other citizens that would like to speak? Any other citizens? Nelson.
Good evening. John Nelson, 7787 South North Cape Road, Alderman, District Number 6. First off, I'd like to recognize Jill Erickson for her diligent work in putting this all together and educating me on a lot of the things that I had no idea were actual issues for other residents of the city of Franklin. And number two, I know we talked a little bit about in the last meeting, again, some of these different levels of blasting in relation to the weather, in relation it's 5 below 0, sunny, and how, so just like, I guess when we talked a little bit last time about how these impact and these blasting ranges and how these waves go through, I think I'd just like to see a little bit more brought out there, because I think that's one of the big hang-ups for those of us that have no idea what this is about and how this works, to try to come to a conclusion. I think that's one of my biggest sticking points.
Any other citizens wishing to comment?
Alderman Barber. Have your questions and answers from the work group?
There are no other citizens wishing to comment. I'm going to close the citizen comment period. And we now go on to hearings, which we have none, and then item 5, business. First item of business is an update from the Quarry Monitoring Committee. Automatic representatives related to item G4 on the January 22nd Common Council meeting with further action or actions as may be needed as a result of the council's direction. The first number is review and discussion related to the core information updates needed on the city's website. So I took a look at the website today, and apparently the first pamphlet that the Quarry Committee had put together had taken our information directly off of that. When that information was through the committee, we made changes to shorten it. It ended up with Mr. Deedle, and Mr. Deedle sent it off for the newsletter, which apparently he got comments back from both the mayor and the director of administration about editing that article. And that was prior to the council seeing it, and we should have made a recommendation to the common council, but because it was already information taken off the website that had been up for years, we didn't think it was going to be a problem, but apparently there was. So it did go on the council agenda. And the council did approve some rewording of that. I think we should take a look at how that looks, and maybe work with Mr. Liberta on that, direct administration, and make the changes. Because the next item is a short article in the city's newsletter, which is in our packet as a draft, provided by the direct administration, that the council decided that instead of putting a full-page article into the newsletter, that they would put this smaller article that would then link to the city's website. So it's important that we get the city's website up to date, so when people get the newsletter and they get that article, that the website provides the proper information. So I guess I'm requesting anyone that... especially the citizens that have concerns about the information that's currently up there, have input to the information that's up there, to go to Mr. Deedle, myself, or Alderman Barber, and please give us that information. How would the committee like to proceed with this? Would you like the Alderman to work with Mr. Deedle? Would you like the information to be all printed back and come back to the committee? Or any other suggestion that the committee would like to do? Anyone would like to make a comment? We got a suggestion that the Alderman work on with Mr. Roberta. Would you like to make that information?
Sure.
Okay. So, the motion is? Do you need help with that, or do you want to make that?
Motion to have the Alderman work with Roberta.
Motion to direct the automatic representatives of the Quarry Monitoring Committee to work with the Director of Administration on needed web updates related to the quarry. Would that be a more complete motion? Okay. And is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, motion carries. Hopefully we can get that very soon so we can get the article, which is the next item on the agenda. So if you look in your packet, you will see the draft. It looks like the city newsletter. And does everyone have that page in front of them? Has everyone had a chance to read that and provide, you know, do you have any comments or changes? Commissioner Shore. So you would like the you're talking about the information that was provided here, the minutes and the Commissioner Shore is referring to the handouts that were not in the council packet this evening that were placed in front of us. One of them is the one we already addressed at citizen comment period, and that's the answers to the questions, the summary answers. And the other one are the draft motions from the council agenda, because the minutes that are in the packet are not what was stated. So she is requesting that these items be put into the next meeting council packet. And I'm in agreement with that. Is there any objection that we just unanimously agree and that Mr. Deedle can put those in, because, yes, they should be part of city files and city records because they came in late. Commissioner Shore. Right. They will, in the next quarry meeting packet. Okay. And that will assure that they get online then, since now they're going online. Okay. So discussions about the newsletter, the article, and the link. Maybe I can just, would you like me to read this so citizens, everyone knows what it says, or does everyone have copies? It just talks about there's an active quarry and where it's located and who owns it. And the primary activity of the quarry is creation of excavation of aggregate and crushed limestone. And then they talk about what they do, that they remove the surface, they dispose of lime bedrock and blast, and then they crush it and wash it and sort it for projects throughout Wisconsin, including asphalt. They talk about two asphalt plants located within the bottom of the quarry pit itself. Is that?
Can I ask if that's correct?
No, the asphalt plants themselves are.
So I think we'll put a period after including asphalt production, which occurs in two asphalt plants, and and then the period, and get rid of located in the bottom of the quarry pit itself. Blasting typically occurs a few times a week. I'm looking up at Flint. And over the past 4 years, averages about 115 times per year. I don't have any documentation that this is accurate or not, so. Mr. Heedle, do you have
Recent numbers, no. I thought we did look that up. That was the first time we put that number together. I've never updated it since.
Okay, I guess so.
There was an average of how many years ago?
This is probably about 4 years ago that we did it, put it online. So it was about 4 years ago.
Suggested the wording to make this more accurate since the figures are kind of questionable. Blasting typically occurs a few times a week. I don't know when they blast, and we're not given that. So.
You might want to put a statement saying significant changes to that number can occur depending on the market.
How about blasting occurs as the market demands, and leave it at that? Would that be?
Did you have a current number, Clint, or like an average of the last, say, 3 years?
Well, the 115 times 3 years in the last year has been the 3,000 in the 3 years in the average.
Blasting typically occurs a few times a week. Over the past 4 years, the average is about 115 times a year. I guess I'm open to suggestions. Commissioner Shore. Well, we can make this shorter. We can just strike from where we struck the located in the bottom of it and just strike from there all the way to the end of that paragraph. And without current data, if we're going to prove this, we either have to have it more accurate, more confirmed, or just strike it all together.
Unless I'd work with Clint to come up with some good numbers to verify what the numbers are.
Well, the problem is that if you prove this, then the committee is not going to have that information. It'll just be provided to staff through a newsletter, and then you might have somebody on the committee who doesn't agree with it again. And so,
don't use numbers.
Yeah.
The actual blasting numbers are
so our options are to move things along. We can either strike that, or we can ask Mr. Beadle to verify that before it gets confirmed. Preference? It's going to be a really long meeting if I'm going to run the whole show here.
This is the only thing I have to do, I can do.
Mr. Deedle has agreed to do it. Thank you, Mr. Deedle. And going on to the next paragraph, multiple state and federal agencies regulate and issue permits and periodically inspect aspects of the miners' operations. I did have a document here in front of me that said that the DNR suspended its air quality monitoring of the quarries in April of 2004 and removed its last remaining monitoring stations at the time. So it doesn't say specifically what these are, so overall it's probably accurate to some extent. I don't know exactly what you know, the state and federal people are actually doing. There are some permits issued for water quality. So it's just there's multiple state and federal agencies regulate and issue permits and periodically inspect aspects of the mine and its operations. Clint, do you have state and federal agencies periodically inspecting aspects of the mine and its operations and providing you have to apply for permits? So is there a, so you mentioned state, is one of those a federal agency? It's just like an OSHA. Right. Right. Yeah, you know, as far as, you know, citizens concerned, it's more about the quarry operations and less about, you know, employee safety for the majority of the people. But there's no objection. We'll move on. The city of Franklin is also involved in oversight, since the quarry is also subject to regulations mutually agreed upon most recently in 1997. The agreements are documents titled PDD 23 and 24, which address issues such as the hours, setbacks that limit the area of operations, blasting limits, and monitoring of air quality standards. The PDDs require the quarry operator to monitor and record all of its blasts and sets blasting limits that are more restrictive than state requirements. Any objection to that so far?